And the truth is, the statement he just made is a tremendous statement, and it's something that someone perhaps has to work a lifetime on to get to. It's funny, before I get to translate this thing, I want to say a word I heard. I didn't hear it, I just saw it actually. I saw the word B'Shem the Sfasem, in the Sfasem, so this Shabbos. Sfasem says, Ahafel de Gezach. We're all familiar with the Gemara. Echad Amarba, the Echad Amamit. So the Gemara in Brachos discusses this, that there was an Amora who was dying, was on his deathbed, he was crying, and they said, "What are you crying for? Are you crying because you didn't learn a lot? You didn't learn as much as others?" So the Sfasemis tries to explain the following thing. Very interesting Sfasemis. Hush pshat, that means whether you learned a lot, you didn't learn a little bit. Lamaita, you tried your best. You did it. You were b'mechav and lidul Hashem shemayim. That's what you tried to do. But the Sfasemis says a hafel de gezach. He says moshe lamad of a doymer to a yirid. It's maybe a gevaldik, a big, maybe a market week. Okay, and one person travels and one person gets there very early, and one person gets there. Lamaita. Later on in the week, later on in the time, but he's able. He has enough time to do business, make his connections. They said to the second guy, "What'd you come so late for?" So he says, "The Ikar is that I got here." So whether the person came early, the person came late, Lamaisa, he made it to the market. He got there. So this was them, and stuff. So Echad Amar veEchad Amar veRavashi Zuchav LeMivushlam Shemay. Says the Gansel Levin. Is to work on a person. It doesn't mean that I started off being mechav and libel Hashem Shemayim. What it means is the whole life's work is that a person's heart, he should be mechav and libel. I should translate mechav and libel Hashem Shemayim. His heart should be in tune with Hashem Shemayim. That's a life's work. Echad amar veEchad amamet. Whether I did a lot to get there, or I did a little bit to get there. L'maisa I got there. The avodah of the person's life is to come to this level. So this level is a life's work. He starts off with something that's a tall order. Echad mehem ki abaytech v'lekim roitze b'dinoi b'chol inyonav. He's a person who recognizes that whatever comes to him is okay. It's the ratzon of Hashem. And it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat, you know, I deserve better. I want better. I need better. Pshat is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving me. I'm merutza to be soichel this. Roitze v'dinoi v'chol inyonav. U'moideloi. He's moideta HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'toivu v'al ha'ro. He's moideta HaKadosh Baruch Hu on toiv v'ra. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. And this is a very, very tall order. But we all know that the Gemara says he's going to bring the Gemara later, the Gemara Brachas, which says chayav adam levarech al ha'ro k'shem she'mevarech al ha'toivu. A person has to be mevarech on ra, just like he's mevarech on toivu. But he says something, he brings the pasuk over here, which is a fascinating pasuk. And I was oimed today, Taka, I'm shouting the pasuk that I think that is something that I was oimed on the channel, and I said to Reb Shlomo Zalman, in his famous hesped of his wife, discusses. He says, Ki Moshe Omar, a pasuk in Iyuv, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Loka, Yehi Shem Hashem Evarim. Hashem gave, Hashem took. Everybody's heard this at countless of spaces. Yehi Shem Hashem Avar, the Eibushter should be blessed. So Reb Shlomo Zalman asked the following Ha'ar. I understand what the Pasuk is saying, Hashem Lokach, Yehi Shem Hashem Avar. What's the Hashem Nosan? What's the Hashem Nosan? Yishem Hashem Bevarach on we're talking over here that Hashem gave, Hashem took. Now all of a sudden you've been Bevarach on the Toiv now, or Hashem Nosan? Shlomo Zalman asked this question. He says, B'shas the Toiv should be, speak about the Toiv. Why B'shas the Ra? So Shlomo Zalman said that when a person realizes, when a person's missing something, we all know. below that a person first realizes when they lose something, they realize the toiv that they had and what they lost. But that's not only a time to realize that Nebuchadnezzar lost something, but it's a time to be mevarach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the toiv you had. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and Shlomo Zalman talked about it. You know, everybody knows the famous. Everything Shlomo Zalman said, he would ask for mechila from his wife, but he had the pasha, he never anything to be asked for mechila from. And there was such shalom bayis over there, was so much, such an axis between them. But Hashem Nosam Hashem Lokach Yishishem Hashem Avairach is the pshat that a person has to realize that even in difficult times, a person has to be able to look back and say, well, Taka had something, and Hashem gave me something. I didn't appreciate it, maybe I didn't appreciate it fully until now, but I have to be Mavarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that too. And that's all part of being Mavarach HaTov of the Al Hara. Even B'Shas Hara, a person has to be Mavarach HaTov. And we're going to come back to a theme that we spoke about before, but I want to go a little further in what he says. K'may shekosuv chesed u'mishpot ashira. Chesed u'mishpot ashira. I will sing on chesed, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ever-loving kindness, u'mishpot. And when he judges me. And when he gives me din. Chesed u'mishpot ashira. David HaMelech's words, chesed u'mishpot ashira, v'amr Rabbi Sena Zecharim Lebracha, im chesed ashira, im mishpot ashira. I'd like to just discuss the idea of Shira. After all, we're coming to Pesach. Pesach is a time of Shira. Right? You'll know that this is the Shira of the Yam. In fact, we know that the Hallel, we spoke many times, we spoke Shas Hagol Drasha, a whole long Drasha and Halacha, that the Shira, that the Hallel that we say at the Seder at night, Haigoin says it's not the Derech Kriyas Hallel. All the time we do a Kriyas Hallel, but it's a Shira of Hallel. What is Shira? Shira, what Chaim says, V'ani b'chaz d'cho botachti. This is not Chaim's purpose. He says this every day. V'ani b'chaz d'cho botachti. Yogel libi b'shuasa. Shira l'Hashem ki gomalam. Says Reb Chaim, when does a person say Shira? A person doesn't say Shira when he hopes for something. A person says Shira when he experiences HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he experiences L'mashal, Shira L'Hashem ki gomal aloi, Hashem gave me, was so munificent with me, he gave me so much. Shira L'Hashem, I sing to Hashem. Singing is experiential. A person sings, it's oz yoshev, olav aliba losher, it's something that comes from within, right? There's an old saying, those who wish to sing always find a song. If a person wants to sing, he sings. It emanates from him. Okay, it's not a premeditated response. It's a response to a real thing. What David HaMelech is saying over here is chesed u'mishpat ashira, that a person has to realize that not only is the chesed does he have to sing, but the mishpat also. And we've spoken about the different aspects of mishpat. A person, and that's David HaMelech. That's what David HaMelech is saying. So this concept is a difficult thing, you know, and the truth is that I'd like to expand upon it. You're looking at me like I'm a little crazy, you know. I mean, the person that's sorrow in his life should stop singing. That's not what we're saying over here. What we're saying is that's the ideal, and the truth is the Gemara says like this: V'hoyeh bayoyim ahu. Correct the Gemara. Only Vayayim Ahu Hashem is Echad Shmoyecha. Not in this world is Hashem Echad Shmoyecha. Says the Gemara. We've mentioned this Gemara countless times. Lo yika Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Because in Olam Hazeh, Al Shmur Ra, Ra, Dov Ra, a person is Mavarach Dayan HaEmes. And on a Shmur Toiva, what is a person Mavarach? Mavarach HaToiva HaMeit. But in Olam Haba, it's Kulei HaToiv HaMeit. So we said over Mamash countless times, the Tzlach says, what do you mean? Olam Haba, Lost and Love, is going to be HaToiv HaMeit. So there's no Ra in Olam Haba. Everything's tough. Says the Tzlach, no, a person's going to look back in Olam Haba. He's going to look back at all the Ra, all the things we cried about, all the things we were so sad about, and we thought this was terrible. We're going to look back and see that it was all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. We spoke about this before Purim. That's the Pshat. That a person has to realize when the din comes to him and when it bad thing happens to him. Let's say he loses his job. He loses money. A sickness, kash v'shalom. A terrible thing. A psura ra. Person has to realize that there's going to be a time where he's going to realize, he's going to look back and say, I understand it. Not only did I understand that it was necessary, not only was it necessary, I'm going to be able to sing Tashem about this. And that's something that a Baal B'tochen can have in this world too. Because if you think about it, what he's saying is a stira. Because he says, Na'um Hazel, what do you say? On a Dover Ra. You say Dayan Amos, you don't say Tover Me. But when a person's making the Dayan Amos in this world, he has to realize that I'm a Kabbal Din. Why am I a Kabbal Din? I'm a Kabbal Din because it comes from my Kodesh Baruch. And if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only Ratzon is to be Meitiv. This is the story we learned. And if his only Ratzon is to be Meitiv, to make it to ones he loves, and he loves all of us, he loves every one of us. And if that's the case, so it has to emanate from a Makom of love to be Meitiv. We don't understand that. We can't see it. We're limited in this world. Elam HaZeh, we don't see the grand picture. But in the grand picture, one day we're going to sing about this. And that's what a Baal B'tochen has to realize. And that's what it's to be a life's work. It could be a life's work to attain that hashkafa, to realize that ultimately it's l'tayf. And the truth is, that's really the fixation. If I think about it, the worst thing that a person goes through is death in this world. Right? A person loses kroivim. That's a tsar shiv a tsar. What's the fixation of the levayim? See the kaddin, being mastic with him. Like a saying, die in the emes. So it's on the polar. And we Avelin cry through it, through tears. That's sort of time of polar. We don't understand it, we don't know, we don't know why, we don't know what to say. But we know that there's a place, and it's coming from time, and it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's place. And one day, we'll be able to look back and say, I tell you, I made it on that. That's what the Baal B'tochen has to have in the Hashgah. V'asher einenu b'teif b'alikin. What about the person who's not b'teif in a Kodesh Baruch? So the truth is, he spoke about two things. He spoke about Mevorach al Hara, but the truth is, when a person Mevorach al HaTayva, what is he saying? He's recognizing, Eivish, thank you. It's not me. It's not from me. It's not Koichi Voisin Yadi. But what about the person who doesn't have Bitachon? What about the guy who doesn't have Bitachon? The guy who doesn't have Bitachon is not only in a bad situation when Ra happens, but he's truly he's even in a worse situation when Tayyip happens. Basher einenu b'teif b'alikin. Mishalel al HaTayyip. When something happens good, he's mishalel. What does mishalel mean? He's mahal himself. He's not mahal HaKadosh Baruch. It's him. Mishalel al HaTayyip. K'may shenema ki hilel rasha al tavas nafsha. U'b'teif b'erach niyas Hashem. Person thinks, when Tayyip happens, the person b'teif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in his mind, he's mahal himself. He praises himself. He recognizes only himself. And the truth is, he's cheating himself. I think I was always not expanding on it. What he's doing is really he's cheating himself. Because, think about it. Whatever good could happen to you, doesn't it make it more special if the Eibishter shined on you, he gave it to you himself? L'moshel. We've spoken about this many times. A person gives a gift. Right? A person gives a gift. Right? So a person gives a gift like this, and it could be a wonderful gift that you could use. And he can give you something that doesn't worth anything. It's about what something called sentimental value. Right? When a person gives something from his heart, so he's giving a piece of himself. That's worth more than any item, than any value, especially if the person is someone tasha. And if the person's the Eibishter, the person realizes, I got this tayva, not only got this tayva, I got this tayva, I got this baruch. So a person who's not a b'teif is losing out on such a dimension in life. He's losing out on recognizing his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the Chavos HaVavos is trying to point out here in the first chiluk between the b'teif and the non-b'teif. But it's not only in the tayv, it's certainly in the ra. Because if bad happens, who miskatzef al hara. He's angry. He gets upset. He's distressed when something bad happens. K'moy shenemar v'hoya k'yira v'hiskatzev v'kilel b'malkoy. And when a person, when he will be, in Pasuk in Yeshaya, when he will be starving, will be angry, will be upset. The kilel b'malkoi, he will curse his king, uveleikov and his god, ufona l'mayim. So a person, the first advantage of the vaypeach, is that when good happens, he thinks it's him. And when bad happens, he gets angry at David. He gets angry at other people. He gets angry, he blames this one, he blames that one. You know, a person, this is bechlali, this happens to be a machla, a human machla, but we see it today, it's unbelievable. How nobody can take responsibility for themselves. What does a thoughtful person think? A thoughtful person thinks that a bad thing happens. So a thoughtful person thinks, he's mamash or mamaisin. He thinks about how he can better himself, how it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know that ain't no dem neitzitz as boy, velum hazeh, unless it's digzer min lamayla, right? We spoke about this many times. That a person, nobody can do anything to you. Right? But what do we end up doing? We live in this victim society, right? Where something's wrong, we're a victim. Somebody has wronged us. The worst thing to do is to say the Eibishter is wrong. But that's the non-Baiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the non-Baiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hasheni, ki ha-Baiteach ve'lekim, nafshei d'menuch. This is a very, very, very important concept in the Chavos. I've always drummed it into our heads over the weeks. But a person who has the tachon, he lives a life tranquility, and his heart is calm. Says David HaMelech, my nefesh is quiet, my nefesh is calm, it's tranquil, it's meimenuchos. Why? Because from him is my hope. I hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken me here, taken me there. Wherever Hashem puts me, that's where I belong. And if a person recognizes his position and he accepts it, as he said in the first paragraph, and he recognizes that he's got to be Baiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is Baiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he recognizes that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, at the end of the day, we discussed this for weeks on end. Why do we work? What's the ishtadlus for? Everything is nizam and hashemayim. All those issues. But at the end of the day, the answer to those issues are good. We have to do our work. We have to be Isaac. We have to do what we have to do. What's upon us? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the show. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the show. So at the end of the day, I got to be calm. There's a story, I think maybe I told the story weeks ago, I don't remember, where, you know, the Brisker Rav was a nervous person. He was a nervous, did I discuss this? I don't remember. A real nervous. He was the type of person who would check the lock 6 times, make sure the door was locked. And how local, we know that the Brisker is so makbid in every kutzah shall you, and many, many different manifestations of nervousness. But it was nervousness and terror. But there's a famous story, not so famous, but it's a story, I think I might have told it. Briskerov. They say when the bombs were flying, he was running. So he realized that he was running to a destination. But he realized that ultimately there was really nothing he could do at that moment to change whatever fate he was going to. His ishtalos was not. It was actually a 50-50 suffix. They should go enter the town or not enter the town. So they decided, we're going to stop for minutes. So they down in the 20-minute minute. Tranquil. The Rebbe still calls us. Right now, everything's like a progress. It actually happened to be that after they down in the minute, they entered into the county after the dark and they found out that the entire town was liquidated. The time when he was davening, that the entire time was looking at it. But the point I'm trying to make is that when a person realizes that it's out of his control, so that's a very tranquil moment, because We're not running the world. The Eibush is running the world. And, you know, it's sort of interesting that somebody told me, I didn't see this, somebody told me, I'm not saying that I didn't see this for any other reason that I didn't see it, but somebody told me that, you remember when there was this United Airways flight that ended up in the Hudson? Was it United Airways?
US Airways.
So somebody told me he was looking at the New York Times blog about it. And I'm not sure who said it. I think the father himself said something about it being an act of God or God helping him, something like that. And he said that the comments were back and forth, back and forth. Was it the pilot? Or was it a Kodesh Baruch Hu? This is the back and forth, the back and forth, the back and forth. And this person told me, it was actually Schoenberg, he told me, he said, it was unbelievable how some people can look at the same thing and see Chayes and Boyes, and nobody else knows how it was. It was the pilot. And the pilot himself said it was, I think it was, some people say it's 1 in 1,000 could do, 1 in 10,000 could do such a thing. Obviously, it's the out of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who's better off? Right? The agnostic, or better yet, right? The atheist, or maybe he's an agnostic, right? The atheist doesn't believe in God. The agnostic's not sure, right? He's not sure that there's a God, right? But he thinks that we're fools. Come on. You're in the end of fools. It's the 21st century, right? He's much far more intelligent, right? And the Beitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looks at the atheist and says, you think you're intelligent. You think that's an intelligence? Intelligence is recognizing how. I mean, if you looked at the, we had a video or a slideshow here of Birchas Hachaimah. So, forgetting the science and anything else, okay. What was most impressive to me is I'm looking at the cycle of the Earth around the sun, and you're looking at the rotation of the Earth on its axis. Absolute perfection, and how anybody could look at this whole system and say that this happened by chance is such utter foolishness. It's unbelievable. It's so ridiculous. I ask you a question: did you ever mess up and it come out so perfect? Look at a human being. Yeah, it's mind-boggling to say such a thing. The Beitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes there's only so much I can do. There's only so much my intellect can be mishtado, can contribute to anything. And the truth is, that's when a person becomes tranquil and realizes that. That doesn't mean he should be inactive. That doesn't mean he shouldn't work. Of course he should work. And of course he has to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for all those reasons we discussed. But at the end of the day, he has to realize, listen, I'm doing my thing. David is doing this. Vasher inenu b'teach elokim hu b'tayva. And now he says the following thing: the person who's not b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never satisfied with good he has. He can have everything in the world. He's never satisfied. And the truth is that society and the society at large manifests, especially the culture of I need to have, I must have, the culture of the consumer, consumerism, the culture of consumerism, right? The culture of planned obsolescence, the culture of looking at what someone else has. I must have that. I have to keep up with that and all that. This is the person who's not by tef nekav shvar. Vasher inenu by tef pelikim he bat toiva, hu bat toiva. Even if things are good for him, right? So what is the person doing? So listen, it's good. I could be making more money. My house could be bigger. My car could be nicer. But tsar todir, the person is in constant tsar. Listen to the words of the Chavos Lavavos, an amazing Chavos Lavavos. Even when things are good, he's pained. He's tsar todir. Udogo aruko. He has a tremendous, lengthy worry. The evil, and avelus, the etzav, lohoisif, ulaharbis, ulichnus. He needs more, and he needs more, and he needs more. And the truth is that this is really the middle of Esav HaRosh. What do I mean? Haba a little bit, right? The picture of Olam Haba, recognize it. Really, that's the picture of Olam Haba. Recognize it. Really, everything came from the Torah by Kodesh Baruch. The Gemara says, Tana Rabba, I want to attach you to the Gemara. Gemara Baba Basra, Tesayan, Bez, Tesayan, 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 the Gemara says, Shloisha, Tana Rabba, Shloisha, Hetimon, Akadosh Baruch, where is Rabba Basra? Shloisha, Hetimon, Akadosh Baruch, three people that Akadosh Baruch was Matim, gave the Tam of Olam Haba to. Who are the three people? Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. By Avram it says, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, Hashem Berech is Avram. Bakur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram, he was blessed him with Bakur. And the Gemara over there goes weiter, and the Gemara says that by Yitzchok, it says that it says Mikur, right? And by Yaakov it says, when Esav said Yeshli Rav, Yaakov said Yeshlika, I have everything. The midah of Koil, the midah of Olam Haba. So I want to discuss what's the difference between what Esav said and what Yaakov said. Esav says Yeshli Rav, he says Yeshli Koil. So I'd like to share with you a thought, a fascinating thought, that it's sort of a wrinkle into a whole story by Yishlach Yaakov Malach. Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav. What is Yaakov's instruction to the Malachim? The Revach Tasimu Bein Edelei. Right? You should leave space between each flock of animals that I'm sending. Says Rashi, why? Kidei Lahaspia Eino Shalois Rasha. To satisfy the eyes of this Rasha. Why? Because the Rasha keeps thinking, what happens? He's getting more up, and there's a space, and something more comes. He's anticipating what's coming. Now that's a very strange thing. Last be on Shane of Shalitza Rosh. What does that mean? That means what satisfies Esav?
The anticipation
of what's coming. You ever go and you look, right? You're going to buy a car. You're going to get a new car. You're gonna lease a new car, buying it, leasing it. Right? The new model comes out, you see it, you're going. It's exciting. Right? It's exciting. Wow. Okay. Right? You get in the car, you start driving the car. It's almost immediately, it's not as exciting anymore. Right? Why? Because you have it already. The anticipation of what I don't have is a human foible. That's what Esav is satisfied by what he doesn't have. Anticipating what he does, nothing that he has satisfies him. He's only satisfied by the concept and the idea, the anticipation that he's going to get more than he has. By definition, what is that? It's a dissatisfaction with what I have. Esav says, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. I'm going to have more. I have a lot. Yaakov says, Yeshli Rav, what I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I have what comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm satisfied with what I have. Yeshli Koil. Every day in benching, what do we say? Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil. That's these three things. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is benching? Benching is thanking God for our parnasa. Thank God that we ate, we were able to eat, and we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving it to us. Hashifeni lechem chuki. The person says, Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil. The Abish is feeding me, I'm okay. I don't have to look elsewhere. So when things are good, even when things are good, what does Esav say? I'm waiting for the next thing. And if the next thing doesn't come, and the next thing's a little too long in coming, the next thing never comes. Miserable. But Sar Todim, Dog Aruba, he doesn't know, he's going to get the next thing. That's if it's good. What happens if things are bad? Uvara, with Neshu Kotzpa. All the days of an oni are evil, are bad. The toiv leiv mishtetam. The toiv leiv, a person who has a good heart, mishtetam. It It's a constant part. And what does that mean? We all know that who ends off the Ramah's last words in Aruch Chaim, Matoiv Leiv Mishtetam. Right? Now, does that mean that we should be drinking all the time? Some people might translate that. That's not what he means. He says, Kol Yimei Oni Roim, a person who's impoverished, means obviously the Pasuk saying, Kol Yimei Oni Roim, Matoiv Leiv Mishtetam. What does that mean? A person who's an oni in his own eyes. A person thinks, I need something more. I need this, I need that. And if things are bad, so Yisra'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a rotten life. Toiv Leiv Mishtetam, if a person realizes that I'm a Beitech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's his feast. That's his feast. That's his Mishnah. That's his joy. This is the second advantage. The first advantage, the first hefresh, is that the person recognizes that Toiv and Ra are one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something I sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on both. And it's a striving for that. The person has to aspire to. And it can take a lifetime to aspire to. And the second is, the person is trained. The person realizes, I've done my ishtamas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do this. And whatever it is, it is. Whatever I'm entitled to, I'm entitled to. Whatever I'm not, I'm not. I'm not. You know, we live in a society today. First of all, you know that the financial mess that we're in today is what? I want to say something. Okay, I want to. You know what really sickens me? There was a movement, and I understand where the movement came from, and I'm not saying anything negative against the movement. Takonas of chassids. I've been at many chassids. In my job, I go to many different affairs. I've been at chassids. I mean, you could feed cities. You could feed Kailin. I've been at bar mitzvahs that are a travesty of the Muslim world. It's ridiculous. That's a whole different story. But to make takonis, to have to make takonis, to limit what one can do, A, presupposes, first of all, that people can't figure it out on their own, which is true. But the second thing that's a problem with that is, why, if someone else can do something, must I feel the responsibility to go into hack if it's beyond my means? Why is it an embarrassment to say, I can't come out? I want to do something that's normal, that makes sense. I don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Right? But the truth is, this whole financial mess that we're in, right? One of the shrushim, tell me if I'm making a mistake, there was a concept. What do you mean? Everyone has to own a house. No matter what his income is. Beyond your means. Beyond your means. Yeah? What happens? That's not true. Some people have. Some people don't. Some people have more. Some people have less. Some people have a lot more. Some people have a little more. Some people have more. And some people have a little less and a lot less. That's the way to figure it out. Well, nobody's entitled to anything in life. Nobody's entitled. They don't entitle me to life. I remember when our fearless leader was debating. I don't know if you call it a debate. The Senator McCain. So they were discussing. The question was, what is healthcare? Is healthcare a privilege or an entitlement, or something like that? They were saying, and it was pushing. It was pushing. That to get something is it's just an entitlement. You're right. That concept, right? There's nothing wrong with the American dream. There's nothing wrong with dreaming, right? But that doesn't mean you're entitled to it. And the society we have is you're entitled to everything. And what ends up happening is everybody's dreams are dashed. Well, most people's dreams are dashed. People see themselves. They want to be this. And if they fall short of that, they're failures of life. I'm very moved by a story I told before. I don't think I told it in this shiur, but maybe I did. It tells a maisa. I don't remember which. I think it was Bunny Mae's father. Yeah. In Europe, there was a guy, okay, that his father used to go to help him with money with the yeshiva. He tells. And this fellow, whenever there was a problem, this fellow helped out, no problem. One time the boxer of the yeshiva was down. So I think Rebbe Yemeir went to this fellow to help him. This fellow said, I will never give your father another penny for yeshiva. What was Rebbe Yemeir's father? Yosef something. It's actually brought in Lawrence's book, the Vicky Tussle. It's a beautiful story. So he says, I'll never give your father another pen. Why? He says, in this book, I see that your father said this and this thing about Zionism. And if your father could say such a thing about Zionism, I'm not going to give another pen to you, sure. But they have to close, they have to close. Son goes back. What happened? He says, you wouldn't give him any because he said that you said to him. What happened? Did you say? I never said. He says, please write down a letter, whatever, the note to the person that you never said such a thing. He says, am I writing a letter? He says, why not? You never said it. He says, yeah, but I believe it. I never said it, but that's what I believe. He says, yeah, what's the big deal? You never said it. Just write a letter. You never said it. He looks at his son and he says, I hope I'm not getting the participants wrong, but talk us about the story. He says, do you think I know if I'm supposed to be a Rosh Hashiva or a shoemaker? I have no idea. Could be the yeshiva supposed to close, and I'm going to get back, but I'll be a shoemaker. I have no idea. I know one thing. I'm not going to compromise on my principles. There's no interest in the law. If the yeshiva is supposed to be open, I'm supposed to be a yeshiva, I'm supposed to have a leader. It's going to work out. And I'm not compromising on my principles. I'm not going to give the impression that I don't believe this. Because I do. He never wrote a letter. And Baruch Hashem tells his tribe until. But there are many, many, many fine talmidim. And Mitzvah Hashem will continue. It's talking in the Kodesh. Okay. Right.
But it's a good immigration.